So how's it been this year?
It was a very good year. We asked to coach the fourths instead of the fifths.
Yeah.
It was my first entry into a higher grade to coach. It was a pretty good season all round, finishing equal top, but in second position behind Springvale with our percentage.
Yeah.
But we
get through.
Which was good.
It wouldn't have made it in Arizona.
Would have made it in Arizona? Okay, let's go to Arizona.
It would have been blowing.
Oh.
Yeah, go on, sorry. Yeah.
No, you're right. So, for the home and away season, we only dropped two games, one to the team that finished on top and another team that just snuck into the finals, Moorabbin.
Yeah.
Apart from that, we hit the ball well. Our pitches threw well. Our fielding was probably above average. Actually, come to think of it, looking at the stats, our fielding was very, very good, and it got better after Christmas. Maybe that break after Christmas did us the world of good. So, for a whole, it was very, very pleasing.
And how would you rate that for the sides you've coached in the past?
Look, we've had some pretty talented sides in the previous years, but we come finals times, everyone knows we've came up against Melton the four previous seasons in the grand final and lost them. And the worst thing is that we, our fourths or fifths, usually our fifths, were playing Melton's ones. So to get that far in that division against someone's ones was very good. But this was a very, very, very good all-round balanced team.
Yeah,
that's the best way to describe our team. So no, it was good.
And what about what does it say for the club? I mean, our fifths are playing against other clubs' ones, and I mean, there's other clubs whose lower grade teams would that popped.
That's why he wears that. Did he go? Did he swing?
I think the ball come off second base.
It went further than one of my hits.
And
I can tell him that. I'm wide for Sandy, Steve. I can give you up.
Talk about the third baseman.
What do you think it says about the club having a fourth team of that calibre?
Good job, Alex. Righto, Shawnee.
Bring on the boom.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now look, it was very good. We've always been a very strong side with our teams in Division 2, and now going up to Division 1 will be a test, because it then, unfortunately, our fifths will probably drop back to being in that Division 3 playing against other teams first. So, but anyway, look, that's a bridge the club will... It's a hurdle we'll jump when we get to it. So,
we've played against fourths of clubs who have then gone up into Division 1, and we didn't really struggle against Mike Sandringham and Cheltenham and teams like that. What's it going to be like in the Division 1 fourths?
Look, to be perfectly honest, I couldn't tell you, because I haven't. I've been at Fitzroy for just over 20 odd years, and I can't remember when we were in Division 1 who we were playing against. Actually, I can't. Oh, that's a lie. I remember going to Melbourne and we beat Melbourne. I think we went down to Cheltenham or Sandringham and lost down there. But I don't know. It'll just what goes around comes around. So.
What about Waverley, teams like Waverley.
Oh yeah, but Waverley. The Waverleys and Essendons and Blackburns and whatnot have been a power side for years and years and years,
But Waverley's, say Waverley's force, right? That is the genuine force team out of 11 teams.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so what sort of things do we have to do to come up against them?
It'll be interesting. Obviously, we've got to improve, and whether people want to come to our club now because we're in Division 1, and if that takes someone's spot higher and it just pushes them down, pushes someone else down. So it'll filter all the way down that, who knows until we find out, who knows what will happen until it does happen.
Yeah, no worries. Anything else you want to say?
No, I was just very happy with our final series. We beat Springvale 2-0. Great pitching display by Daniel Bennett. We come from behind to beat Moorabbin in the grand final 7-6. Tag, tag, tag. Yes.
Well done, Shoddy.
Yeah. So that's it.
Thanks, Dave.